Good afternoon. A disturbance out ahead of a cold front is producing plenty of clouds today, and scattered showers will be possible through the afternoon. With enough energy in the atmosphere, perhaps even a rumble of thunder in some spots. Temperatures, along with a southerly breeze, will climb into the middle and upper 50s for afternoon highs. Still plenty of clouds and showers around tonight as more energy will be passing through. It'll remain mild with the southerly breeze, and temperatures will only slide back a few degrees and stay in the 50s. This will mean more clouds and showers for the day tomorrow as that cold front approaches from the west, maybe even a few bursts of heavier rain as the front passes by. Temperatures will be in the lower to mid-60s out ahead of the front before it moves through. We'll spend the middle of the week drying out and cooling off. Behind the front, temperatures will drop quickly on Monday night. We'll be left with high pressure and a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday, but highs will be back into the upper 40s. In fact, despite mostly sunny skies, we'll be back into the mid-40s on Wednesday for highs. On Thursday, the next front will begin to approach from the west and north. It'll be relatively dry with this front, so we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs reaching back to the upper 40s. The front will pass by on Thursday night, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder weather on Friday with highs in the lower 40s, and then sunny but cold to start the weekend on Saturday with highs around 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of the Missouri and Illinois border to western Ohio. Thunderstorm development is expected by mid to late afternoon near a cold front from near the St. Louis area, east-northeastward, close to the I-70 line into Indiana. As both warm advection and daytime heating favorably destabilize the moist environment behind showers and thunderstorms from earlier today. This second round may include a discrete supercell or two with a full-spectrum severe risk, including a few tornadoes, wind damage, and significant and damaging hail. Moderate instability amidst 50 to 55 knots of effective shear and enough cross-frontal flow suggests a period of supercell potential before an evolution to linear mode of thunderstorm. This activity should last into the evening and overnight hours, shifting eastward and southeastward across the Ohio Valley. The main threat will evolve to wind with time, with isolated hail still possible before substantial weakening occurs late tonight. Meanwhile, heavy rain associated with showers and thunderstorms could cause localized flash flooding from Lake Ontario, south and west through the Niagara frontier and into Ohio and Indiana. Flash flood watches have been issued for these areas. And a powerful snowstorm continues in the Pacific Northwest, where another 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall today from the Cascades into the Northern Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 1 at Baker and Jordan, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers likely in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy and breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy, breezy, showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1994, and the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sunset this evening, 4:42 p.m. Standard Time. 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy and breezy with more showers tonight, lows holding in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the remainder of interior southern New England, also the southern Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight and temperatures holding in the 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy and breezy with more showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, and lows staying in the 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with more showers around tonight, temperatures holding in the 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, lower to mid-60s, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s on Tuesday, mostly sunny mid-40s Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s again on Thursday. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, but breezy and colder, lower 40s, and sunny but cold on Saturday with highs around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.